Welcome, everyone, to Escaped Reality Podcast with Justine
and Geneva. Hello, friends.
Justine and Geneva Judice.
On the Giudice wedding.
I know she won't be Giudice anymore. So sad. Can't he take her name? I don't even know. Don't even care. That doesn't even ring a bell. When
she
I
change her name, will she?
The more, well, this is how in love she is. I can't imagine she keeps. Because it's not like it's her maiden name. It's another man's name. It's another, right? That's a little odd. Huh? I wonder.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Such a stapled name. I mean, it's crazy.
Bravo. Can I just say that I have never. There are moments where like people are who you thought they were. And the fact that like she on the biggest day of all decided to rock
pull
this
that
hair.
Shit.
Is like, so that's just, that's like who she is.
It's like another portal onto another world, New Jersey. So close to New York City, but yet so far away on another planet. It's like another planet.
That I was like, that was a great comparison. I wish I could take it as my own. Was that he said she looked like one of those gypsy brides.
That's what people are saying. Yeah, I never watched that show.
Oh my God. Oh my God. You've never watched that? We should try to see if there are any episodes.
The word gypsy kind of scares me. Like that I would have nightmares about them. Is it happiness?
Pure comedy. Yeah.
Because they say that there's gypsies that take your money. That's what they call them. It's probably a slur. But these poor women that are outside of Rite Aid and they have these cutest little kids ever and they're begging you for money. And then people are like, they're not, you know, they're hustling you, but they don't call them homeless people and they don't call them just like they call them the G word. You know, that's what people say.
We got to find an old episode of that show.
What channel is it on? TLC? I love Dorian's watching that.
They
can call themselves that. But if you say it like that, then it's a bad way.
Right. I think.
Who knows the ins and outs of the working.
Also, I think these people are like hicks, but call themselves gypsies. I'm not quite sure how it works, but
yeah, right. Yeah. It seems like they're out in the middle of nowhere selling at weird flea markets. My mom's at.
Right. Yeah.
The more I look at the hair.
Yeah.
The more it looks normal. At first, I was blown away. I couldn't stop thinking. I haven't stopped thinking about it for days. Now the news cycles roll on through and it's like, I don't want to move on from this wedding.
I mean,
and neck muscles it must have taken, right? Looked heavy.
It was so ridiculous. I just can't imagine. It's just crazy. Like, that means that many people co-signed this and were like, go for it. Like, her hair was like literally 3 feet tall.
And the crown. And I'm just, I don't allow what, I mean, in my dictatorship rule, you get one wedding.
Weddings are
that's
dead.
It.
Right. Right.
I feel like you look like a clown, even not even with that out. Just being that old, imagine if your mom, I know people have to go through this. Imagine if your mom did this and is so in love and then comes out and the doors open up like she's freaking a princess. It's crazy. And everyone's gasping. Dorinda said online on the radio, she was crying about what? How ridiculous. What a mistake probably, this girl's making.
She was drunk. I mean, okay, we got to talk about so what I've read is that supposedly on this season, there's going to be cheating rumors again about Melissa.
Uh-huh.
And
Melissa takedown season, I heard. Right.
And that it comes to blows between Joe and Louis, which is why they got uninvited from the wedding.
Not shocking, right?
It's just like,
he's a psychopath.
Crazy. They can't get out of it. Like, this Dina. Family cannot claw their way out of this drama if they try.
Teresa, definitely.
Yes. Definitely.
I don't think, I can't picture, maybe I'm super naive, Melissa having sexual relations with another man. I just don't see it.
I don't either. For all my issues with Melissa, that's not the vibe I get.
No. And some like young guy.
Thirsty? Did they want to be famous? All of those things are yes for me. But I do not get cheater vibes from her.
No, I get two-faced vibes. Yeah.
Teresa fights dirty.
Louis with that red hair. I mean, red hair with that red face. He's so tan. They're so tan. And just I was just blown away. I couldn't believe it when I first saw it. What other housewife? People want to say that Teresa, take her down, take her off the show. Who else would have all these housewives at their wedding make such a fuss, make national news, people talking about it for days at their wedding.
I know. She's.
It was something. She might.
Man, who's the biggest housewife? Is it Teresa?
She's low key kind of it. And she's got connections even with Chanel Ion. I mean, who would have thought she would be there?
Who's high key? Like, who's.
I would have thought, like, if Lisa Vanderpump was still around, I think people would say someone like her, who's more who's got multiple spinoff shows, who's out and about, who's kind of more, I don't know.
You know what it comes down to always? They stopped a season because she went to jail.
Right.
They didn't film an entire season, entire year of time. They took off of a hit
show.
Lots
of money, jobs, people, all because of Trey. Joe and Melissa should have been there.
Yeah. Looks like a real opulent situation. How much did that wedding cost? $500,000? I mean, she probably got a lot of it comped.
Right. I was going to say, which is kind of, you got to still pay people something, even a comp. I don't think it does much because how many people are looking at her? You have to be in that region. Look at her Instagram.
Yes.
Remember the person. Instagram doesn't even make it easy when you share something. It's hard. You have to like press down on
this. There's maybe 500,000 people, maybe more, who follow her on Instagram from the Jersey area. Of all those people,
you have to be having a party.
Yeah, you might be getting married that year. That's probably 15 to 20 people. I mean, you get 10 clients out of that.
I guess it's decent. Right. That's true. It's a good word of mouth.
Return
yeah.
on investment, you know.
Phaedra, Alexia from Miami, Chanel Ion, Ashley Darby, of course, Dolores, Frank Catania, Jen Aiden with her kids in tow. The amount of money, not even a plus one, a plus family. That's money right there.
Entire family.
Jackie, well, not the little ones, but the two oldest ones I saw, I think. Kenya, Cynthia, Dorinda, who I hate Dorinda's outfit
with a
passion beyond words.
Hate it.
It was like the one she wore on RHUGT.
I thought it was the same outfit at first. Dorinda, I've turned the show. I've flip-flopped. I don't even like her. I think I may unfollow her, to be honest.
Yeah, I can't look at her. I can't hear her voice. She goes on radio shows. She went on Radio Andy. I can't listen to her.
Yeah, I'm good.
I have a deep hatred inside for her. I don't know why. Yeah. It's crazy.
I know.
Kyle was invited. She didn't come. Ramona leaked the invites and then didn't show either. She was disinvited. Who knows?
I hope she was disinvited.
Word on the street was that they weren't serving the food until forever. People were leaving and people were eating out of the food trucks. And that, I don't know how true this is. Dolores and Jennifer left before they ate dinner. I don't know. This is all gossip. Another gossip was that Gia was fighting with her boyfriend all night, which you could see that happens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Gorga daughters. What do you think?
Did they go?
What do you mean? Oh, no, not. I'm sorry. Not the Gorga daughters. The her daughters.
Oh,
sorry.
They're looking great.
Unbelievable.
They're
right?
All becoming the same person, though, which
it's
is
crazy. Melania is the only one who has a little light in her eyes.
A little bit. You always had issues with the other two.
The other three, even Gia, they just look lost.
Mm-hmm.
But they are gorgeous. I mean, beyond words.
How old is the youngest? She looks too old.
I don't know. I should know, but the dress is perfect color for bridesmaid's dress. As I say, you were the perfect bride to be to work for bridesmaid. I still feel honored. You're the only person I've ever been a bridesmaid for my whole life, and I'll probably die with that. So
I feel
honored.
I feel like I made the right decision. Here we are so many years later.
I know, right?
So I had my sister-in-law's bachelorette party. I meant to tell this at the top. This doesn't fit here because you brought up weddings. Bachelorette party was going to be like a big group, like 16 girls or something ridiculous. So I left like Vegas, I don't know, 8 a.m. or something. Like when I'm leaving there on the East Coast, now Southwest, which I'll get into. They were like, people in the group chat were like, "Ooh, we're just leaving LaGuardia. See you soon," whatever. They were coming from New York. So it's like a couple hours ahead. I land in New Orleans after 5 hours. And
5 hour flight.
Well, with a connection.
I can't believe it seems like Vegas is a, you could get a non, it's crazy.
I know.
It seems like a perfect flight from Vegas to there.
It does.
They should have so, not.
Got there. Correct. They're still on the plane. 6 hours. They spent 6 hours on the tarmac.
You see me on TikTok losing my mind. That's not okay.
No one should fly JetBlue. I would just like everyone. They straight up canceled their flight when other flights took off, but they claimed it was weather. Like, so somebody else on a Southwest flight left. They got stuck. They
you
didn't
see planes
them.
Leave. You're sitting on a runway. Yeah. That
6 hours
would make me nuts.
They land. They could never come. So half the group just couldn't come because JetBlue didn't have any flight options for them.
Totally unbelievable.
Screwed, totally. Screwed
how much
them.
Money
on the way
do
back,
they get that money back for their
trying.
Flights and get reimbursed more?
But think about all that. They've already paid for the house. There
That's
was
crazy.
Stuff like that that we had already paid right. for. Then we were leaving. We woke up Monday morning.
Adjusting
and my
your life.
Flight JetBlue canceled. Wow. On the way back, they just emailed them. They can't get it rebooked. They had to buy a one way to get home on Southwest. It's ridiculous.
They had to book a one way ticket.
Yeah.
How much did they
JetBlue
get last minute? Under $200 or more than 200?
Like 212.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Airlines are it's a wild world
it's
right
wild
now.
Out there right now. It's wild. I flew Southwest, which I consider a bus in the sky. The reason I say this is because
it is.
It's open seating. Also, when you get on, it's so weird. Like we sat there, it was like planes going to Houston, New Orleans, Tampa. And it's like it's going three places and people stay on and people get off. It's just a very odd experience.
Flying is just not what it used to be. It would be so nice if it was classy 1950s way these yeah. stewardesses. No, I'm just joking.
No. People crying, people yelling. It's just like it's
no
chaos.
Children allowed. Smoke cigarettes, smoke weed on the airplane. Who cares yeah. anymore?
Seriously.
Can you imagine sitting on an airplane and people are smoking cigarettes?
When they used to do one side non-smoking, one side smoking.
I used to go imagine. To bingo halls with my dad. What a childhood I had dragging me. No wonder I'm a gambling-aholic.
I love it.
And you sit in there and my eyes would be burning from freaking the smoke in these. God. So what did you think of the dress? I didn't hate it.
I didn't love it.
I didn't love it. I guess I didn't hate it. I'm more.
I guess to be honest.
I don't
want to
hate everything because I'm happy for it. Works when it's all together as the craziness that it was. But it's not what I would have picked.
For me personally, I can't see past the hair. Like there is nothing else. I will never remember anything else.
Unbelievable.
You could show me 10 dresses right now. I could maybe pick the one she wore.
How did it not fall over? That's a real skill that they had. The amount of bobby pins. I mean, that is just would be digging into your head.
And I also feel like, did she wear that hair the whole night? I think she did.
Like, she's banging on drums at the end. Yeah. See, I would have liked her to. I love her with her jet black hair. Her real Italian roots. I don't like her blonde mm-hmm. or yeah. the blonde highlights. I'm not into that. I would have liked to see her on the beach, dark black hair mm-hmm. with a beautiful flowy hair and like a simple dress getting married to that lunatic.
Yeah.
But I would have loved to have attended. There should be a reality show of just Italian weddings. As we've seen on the Jersey Shore,
yeah.
just the cocktail hour is better than most weddings.
We're getting this, right? This is this season. It's going to be an all-time.
And she's getting special.
Season. Great.
It is going to be all-time. It really is.
Love it. Love it. Cannot wait.
Yeah, no Dina, no Gorgas. What else do I have here? The fog. Unbelievable. Dancing with the fog.
Yeah. It's great.
She has on her really veil, it said, always together in Italian. What do you think of the gloves? It's probably like 95 degrees. Looked like it was going to rain.
It was all too much.
I think it's just really sad that her parents are gone and her brother and her act like this. They got to grow up.
It's horrible. It really is. When you think about like that, all the trauma these families have gone through.
And the kids and the internet.
They're still fighting. Yeah, it's terrible.
These kids have to see that their parents are fighting.
They're going to hate each other forever. You
the kids
I mean?
Will. Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah. It's not good.
It's depressing. It leaves an overcast.
It's always been dark. I'm telling you that the fight at the christening, like
set
if you go back, we watched that season. Didn't we watch just that episode or something? We did something like that. I mean, unbelievable, really.
Yeah, Dina and her breaking up. Dina's online putting inspirational quotes up and then gets mad when people are like, what's going on? And she's like, it's nothing. I always post quotes.
Yeah.
There's a special place in hell for people who post quotes and then don't want attention.
I hate it.
Fascinating, though. I was riveted. I can't wait. I wish they would just pop that. Get it out now.
Yeah, right.
Don't make us wait 6 months. We're going to have to watch the whole season of Jersey and then the special.
100%.
It'll be the best, though.
Can't wait.
The hair was up to $10,000. I could give water to villages in different parts of the world, but we're spending $10,000 on hair.
On that hair. My God.
$7,000 worth of custom hair extensions. Ridiculous. 1,500 bobby pins. I didn't hate it.
1,500?
I guess I don't know what she would have looked like. I didn't think about it too much. So when it came out with that hair, I was just blown away. The side angle is just unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. I've never seen anything like what a choice. What
and
a
Luis
choice.
Isn't ugly, but he looks mental, so he's not handsome, right?
Like the way he grins makes me
looks angry. Yeah. Like the Cheshire cat.
God, I just feel like this is gonna go so horribly bad. And it might not be crazy for a while. But
they look so happy. They're sitting there kissing this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
I mean, she's 50 years old, getting married like it's quinceanera.
Yeah.
It's interesting when people go that far. Wow.
It is.
Weddings are a nightmare.
So much.
What was your favorite part of having a wedding?
Favorite part. What do you mean? Like favorite?
Like
moment?
What was your favorite moment? If you were to look back and be like, it was all worth it because of this.
Oh, I mean, I like planning stuff. So it was like a lot of work, but it didn't turn into like a
you
nightmare.
Like it. Right.
I wouldn't want to do it all the time, but I feel like I think the best part is when you just look around. It's like everybody you see all your friends
it
talking to
nice.
Other people's
you
friends.
A lot of people.
Like, that's cool.
You guys have a real life. You'd have a full funeral. Mine'd be empty.
You're nuts.
I think about that.
About your funeral? Well, I've literally never thought about it.
Just that. Like, you know, who would be there? But
I'll be there.
But Chanel, thank you. I hope you speak. Chanel, I can't believe Chanel Ion is there. Blows my mind that Teresa is in touch with these people.
I know.
Wild. Ashley Darby. Good for her.
Yeah. Nice little crew.
Can't wait. Well, thanks, guys. Not really much to say. Everybody's talked, but we had to bring it up because we're
ready to get it out.
Trey, what do they call them? Trey huggers.
All right,
I'm happy for her. I don't want to be in a sad note. I'm happy for her, but it's just ridiculous.